This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. Austin is trying to end veteran homelessness. The people who are on the front lines say the city has already achieved functional zero veteran homelessness. And that might sound kind of confusing because there are homeless veterans on the streets right now. So what does it mean to have achieved functional zero homelessness? Simply put, it means having a process in place to get a homeless veteran housed quickly, and that homelessness among veterans is rare, brief, and non-recurring. But it's more than that, and we'll get to it. First, though, it helps to understand the social policy that's being used to achieve that, something called Housing First. So before we get to functional zero, let's examine Housing First. And the best way to do that is to go meet a homeless veteran who's been housed through the program.
How you doing, sir?
Oh, I'm doing all right, man. How you doing?
Good. What's your name?
Charlie. Charlie Miles.
Charlie Miles. Nice to meet you.
All right.
Is it okay if we can I check out your place?
Yeah. That's what I was coming to get you, all see?
Right. We're at Oak Creek Village Apartments on Oltorf, not far from South First. Two-story buildings are painted in loud colors. Yellow, purple, green, and so on.
So how long have you lived here?
Oh, I've lived here two months now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. About 2.5, yeah.
And how do you like it so far?
Oh, man, I love it, man. Peaceful and quiet. I've been there on the streets for a while. When I was living on the streets, it was hustle and bustle, and you never knew where you was going to sleep at tonight, where you was going to eat. And now, it's just like, how can I explain it? It's a whole different atmosphere.
Miles leads me up a staircase to the second floor entrance of his apartment, opens the door, and lets me inside.
We're in the living room right now, and have some nice furniture. To me, it's nice. It's better than everything I had, because I didn't really had nothing.
Charlie Miles had a long journey to wind up here. He went into the military when he was 18, went over to Germany, did vehicle maintenance. That was in the early 80s. 2 months after he got out of the service, he had his leg amputated.
They just said cancer. I really don't know. It was like a bone cancer on there. And so I lost my leg, and I guess I lost my mind then. I didn't know what to do or where to go, and so I turned to drugs and alcohol.
Crack cocaine eventually. That's when things really started going downhill. Miles wound up homeless, spent more than 2 decades living on the streets. Charlie Miles is 53 now, and he got tired of living like that. But all the homeless programs he went to before, they wanted him to get clean before they would help him. Austin's Housing First approach, which is a really important part of achieving functional zero homelessness, Housing First focuses on getting people housed and then helps them get clean.
To me, it makes me feel proud that I got this chance and nobody's making me or demanding that I got to go do this. And that, if you're not demanding, I guess it makes me want to do it, want to improve myself.
Miles says he's off crack now and he's looking for a part-time job through Goodwill. He's also going to group therapy to learn how to talk through his problems. Now, to some people, it probably seems crazy to help anyone who's still addicted to drugs or alcohol get into housing, like you're rewarding their bad behavior or something. But advocates for the homeless say making people jump through the hoops of treatment programs isn't that effective.
And I like to say there's just no reason at this point to continue requiring Sunday school sobriety and savings accounts, because it hasn't worked.
Ann Howard is the executive director of the Ending Community Homelessness Coalition, or ECHO. It's the group taking the lead on getting Austin recognized by the federal government as having achieved functional zero homelessness among veterans.
The data shows us these programs that were early to adopt Housing First with permanent supportive housing or rapid rehousing programs, the clients stay housed, they gain income, they spend less money in emergency services, families are often reunited. It's just win, 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 win.
Pay for the housing and get them on their feet, or keep paying for the emergency health care services and criminal justice costs, the logic goes. The approach has its share of critics, but it's been embraced by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD. And HUD provides Austin and Travis County more than $5.7 million in funding for the whole system of housing homeless people here. So Housing First is the tool to achieve functional zero. But where does the zero come from in functional zero? I'm going to let Nikki Paul explain that. She's ECHO's Director of Operations.
The number of veterans that we've identified who are homeless and need services need to be equal to or less than the number of veterans we're housing at that same rate. So that's, I think, where that whole concept of functional zero comes into play, because it's really about ensuring the system is balanced, that we have the capacity to meet the need.
So if they identify 10 veterans who are experiencing homelessness within a 30-day period, they would need to house 10 veterans within 30 days. Not necessarily the same 10 veterans, though.
And that's really what functional zero is about. There is never going to be a finite number, say, like, okay, we counted 10 veterans. That's the only veterans we have left in the community. Once they're all housed, our work is done. That's just not how our community and our world works.
But some homeless advocates are critical of the term functional zero because they think it implies that is how the world works.
My name's Bob Erlenbush. I'm the executive director of the Sacramento Regional Coalition to End Homelessness, and I'm also president of the board for the National Coalition for the Homeless in Washington, D.C.
Erlenbush says functional zero is a misleading term that's become a way for communities to define their way out of homelessness.
Consultants around the country a couple of years ago started using this term functional zero, which means that if you have the same number of people entering homelessness, you balance that out by having the same number of people exiting homelessness. I mean, basically what you're saying is that you've achieved the status quo.
He says cities that have been certified by the federal government as having achieved functional zero homelessness among veterans are still struggling with the overall homeless population. New Orleans, Houston, Salt Lake City, and Phoenix still have a total of about 15,000 homeless residents who are not veterans.
It does let elected officials off the hook. Elected officials don't hear the word functional. They heard the word zero. Zero means zero. That, oh, we've ended homelessness in Austin. Not that we've reached some sort of equilibrium or status quo.
I would say that the term functional zero is certainly confusing.
Austin Mayor Steve Adler says he does hear the word functional in functional zero.
And if you say you have zero homeless population and somebody walks down the street and they see a homeless vet, it doesn't jive. So, you know, it's certainly confusing. But I don't think it's a place to hide.
Adler was a unifying force behind getting the city to achieve functional zero homelessness among veterans. Adler brought together groups such as the Austin Board of Realtors, the Austin Apartment Association, local philanthropists, and homeless advocacy groups to help identify some of the affordable housing units that could be rented.
And literally put everybody around the table, and I said to the group, I said, you know, veteran homelessness, we have everybody in the room right now that it would take to solve this problem. Let's close the door and figure out what everybody can do and how we can put pieces together.
For example, the Austin Apartment Association learned more about the federal programs available to veterans and was able to convince property owners and managers that they should offer units to veterans in need. The city and homeless advocates are still waiting for the federal government to give its stamp of approval of Austin having achieved functional zero veteran homelessness. There's no additional funding that comes with it, but advocates say it will be a motivational source of pride and validation of their work that they can build upon. And it could help veterans like Charlie Miles get a fresh start at life with a roof over their heads.
Look out the window and daydream about tomorrow. Say, it's going to get better. Well, it's already better, but it's going to get a lot more better.
Just don't say the city has ended veteran homelessness.